continued attention of users. They are part of the digital attention economy, a class of companies and professions that make money not by directly selling a product, but by selling their users' eyes and desires to advertisers. When users choose to eliminate unnecessary scrolling, they not only free up time, they also prevent themselves from being manipulated by corporations. Becoming a digital minimalist requires adopting a philosophy that can guide the use of technology and prevent mindless scrolling. While taking a month-long break, called a digital declutter, aspiring minimalists should decide how they want to spend their time and whether technology can help them achieve their goals. Slowly, technology can be added back into a person's life. Each site, app, and digital device should be examined individually to determine whether it can fit under the person's philosophy. If the digital product is deemed worthy, users should then consider how best to use the product to improve their life. When users develop a minimalist mindset, smartphones and other digital offerings can become useful tools that enable success, rather than draining devices used to waste time. Key insights. 1. Compulsive smartphone use is an example of behavioral addiction. 2. Before starting a digital declutter, an aspiring minimalist must replace device use with an enjoyable